Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
America. Drowning in information, starving for wisdom. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
It's as simple as this. Each mother or father raises his boy or girl, as the case may be, the way that he thinks is best. And I think it's best for you to get a quarter and work for it. You see, when you give something, in this instance, clean the garage, and you get something in return, like a quarter, well, that's the greatest feeling in the world. You do feel good after working, don't you?
Uh-huh. Good and tired.
Well, as you get bigger, well, you'll be doing more and more work for more and more return, and that good feeling will get bigger. Do you understand what I mean?
I'm not going to get 75 cents. And I have to work for the 25.
Right. All clear to you?
Yeah. The bigger you get, the tireder you get.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Good old Andy Griffith Show. And let me just tell you, the Wayback Machine, I wish this was a lesson for all Americans, given the state of things. But welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Of course, I've got Uncle Milty here. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks.
And we have Chris Ann Hall. Chris Ann Hall and Byron York in this hour. And of course, Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney. So glad you're on the program. And let me just say, that Andy Griffith clip, could it be more clear how America's supposed to work? But we have a lot of problems with that information, and we'll talk about the coronavirus bill. But there's just so much at stake here for how we think about what work is and what being an American is versus maybe coming from another country or, I don't know, maybe communism in general or socialism. So I just wanted your two cents on that, Chris Ann Hall.
You know, what's really interesting, Kate, is that, you know, I'm a professor at the River School of Government in Tampa, and we are talking about the power of government, the formation of government. And in my classes, we actually read the founders' documents. So we read, recently read the first three chapters of Common Sense, written by Thomas Paine. And what's interesting is Thomas Paine, most people don't realize that Great Britain did not have an absolute monarchy. Great Britain, England changed the whole scheme of monarchy in the year 1015 when they created what we call a limited monarchy, which was a king with limited power. So the king's power was in foreign affairs and national security, but the shires were left alone to govern themselves, like our states are supposed to be. And so in this limited monarchy created by England in 1014, they changed the realm of kingdoms so that kings could not exercise whatever power they wanted. And in this dynamic, Thomas Paine remarks that we had the wisdom to limit the king's power, but we made the we had the wisdom to put the king in a box. Then we made the mistake to hand him the keys. And the keys, he said, to the king's access of unlimited power was his ability to render to the people free stuff.
Because you gave the guy with limited powers the power to do that.
To offer up the people free stuff. And when you, Because in a limited monarchy that they designed, the king had no authority to be involved in the daily lives of the people. His power was merely foreign affairs. And then what happened, out of basic human nature, one of the most primal of our faults in human nature is covetousness. We love free stuff.
Right.
And so what we did was we allowed the king to expand his power in exchange for free stuff. So a king who had no authority except for foreign affairs is now able to meddle in the daily lives of the people because the people are taking free stuff from the king. And when the king hands out free stuff, the people don't ask, you know, where it came from, and they don't ask how much it's going to cost them later, because there's absolutely nothing that's free. And so that's where we are. Our federal government was created in that same style of limited monarchy, where the federal government's only real authority is foreign affairs. But we gave them the keys when we allowed them to expand their own power so that we could have the free stuff that they would give us. So if you'll notice, and if you'll track this, I know I'm right. Every expansion of federal power has been through the exchange of free stuff to the people.
Jeez.
Well, it's no wonder. It's no wonder that the second bill for Corona came through $300 billion and it failed in the Senate, not because everyone was standing on principle. Oh, no, 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 no. In fact, all the Republicans voted for it, except Rand Paul stood on principle alone. And then all the Democrats voted against it because it wasn't enough money. They called it too skinny. Yes, kind of amazing.
Yes, free stuff. And what we don't realize is that it's not really free, right?
Right.
What is it? What are we exchanging? We are exchanging our liberty. We are exchanging our independence.
Mm-hmm.
And every dollar that our state takes, every dollar that our local government takes, every dollar that we take is a sale into servitude to the regulation and authority of a federal government that's not even supposed to have that power.
Right.
We were talking before the show, and you mentioned that the stimulus bills are being discussed is to give money, you know, for the payment of our children.
Right.
Let me explain to you what that means, okay? Because everybody looks at that as free stuff. When the Supreme Court has invented this power for the federal government called a compelling governmental interest. And so what that means is the Supreme Court says that when the federal government can prove that they have a compelling governmental interest in something, the individual rights of the people, even the ones as expressed in the Bill of Rights, become null and void in the compelling governmental interest that basically overrides, usurps our rights.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the most powerful evidence of a compelling governmental interest that the government can give to the judicial system is the investment of money. So when the government puts money in something, they automatically have a compelling governmental interest over that thing. So when our population accepts the free stuff of money for our children, what we're really saying is that we are granting the federal government a compelling governmental interest over the lives of our children, which means parental rights are out the door, because now the government has a compelling governmental interest that will override any right or authority that you think you might have over the raising, rearing, care, and condition of your children. The government will now have an overriding authority to not simply raise your children, but to take them and raise them.
It's just hard to digest, I think, how far we've gotten away from the principles. It's hard because so many, it's like death by a thousand cuts have brought us here, right? To not be able to identify what's going on.
I think maybe it seems hard to comprehend for many people because they think it happened in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
This has been going on since 1833, and it kicked into gear when the Marxists took over our education system in the 1860s. And then you have the communist push in the 1950s. And by then, you know, by the time you get to the mid-1900s, we're already practically socialist.
Mm-hmm.
So it really has been a gradual frog in a boiling pot of water. The problem is that it isn't until the bubble comes that you notice that the water is boiling. But you've started at a decent chilled temperature over 150 mm-hmm. years ago.
Right, right. It's insidious.
But it's not insurpassable.
Right.
It's not
insurmountable. Right. You're right. You're right. We just.
I mean, we should feel exacerbated at how we've allowed this to come this far. We should be frustrated mm-hmm. with that. That's true. But it's not insurmountable. We don't have to go to war yet. We have still a great deal of leverage. We have a great deal of power. We
you're
have
right.
an enormous check and balance in our hands at the state and local levels. And we have to be reminded as a people, Kate, that we are the source of all power in government.
Mm-hmm.
Go read your state constitution. Every single state constitution in the union declares that all power in government is derived from the people.
Right.
Which means when the government is not exercising their power in the manner that they're supposed to secure our rights, we have the ultimate check and balance to politically take that power from them.
Right. It's just, how do you do that? How do you do that?
Oh,
I think most people just go,
well,
how? Right?
Well, and you know, I mean, it's simple to me. It's not easy. There's a difference mm-hmm. between being easy and being simple.
Right.
But it is simple to me because, you know, I've studied this and I teach this. The
mm-hmm.
simplicity is the power of the people to refuse to comply. You refuse to comply on the local level. You refuse to comply on the state level. You refuse to comply on the federal level.
Right.
And then you get the people that say, well, you know, what if I go to jail? Well, what if you go to jail? See, the point is, if we stand together,
right,
they can't do anything to us.
Yeah, you're right.
We outnumber them. And now that's not a call for violence. Like I said, this is a call for peaceful noncompliance. You have to get the neighborhood businesses to stand together and tell the health departments to go take a flying leap.
Mm-hmm.
We're not shutting down our businesses. We're going to stay open. Then
right.
the people in the community stand by those businesses. If you don't have a sheriff
mm-hmm.
with a backbone, then the people become that backbone.
Right.
We have been treated like subjects for too long, Kate, and we've got to realize that the handful of people that we have delegated power to are not the owners of our lives, and we are not slaves.
Right.
And so we just simply have to wake up and realize the power that we have, like an elephant tied by a rope to a stake. God forbid the elephant realize he's tied to a rope stuck in the ground. Okay? That's
so
how we've been. We have been so
mm-hmm.
trained and so brainwashed for so long that we no longer realize the strength and the authority that we actually have.
No, it's so true. That's so true. And even if we are always going to be the minority, truth circles are usually the minority, still in mass, you could do a lot. And even if people pulled their kids out of school, if people pulled their kids out of school in mass, or even the minority of those who understand what's going on, it would make a dramatic, it would force a dramatic change. And so we just need to make that known. ChrisAnnHall.com. ChrisAnnHall.com. Go to ChrisAnnHall.com and listen to her show, listen to her podcast, all the things she writes. Amazing. Thank you, ChrisAnn.
God bless you, Kate.
Really appreciate you. Thank you. Be right back with Byron York.
Balance of Nature.